103, how are you doing today? We're in chapter 13. Chapter 13 is a chapter on price searching. So what happens when firms get to not take the price exogenously from the market, but firms get to choose simultaneously the price and the quantity? You might think that a firm that gets to freely choose its price would choose as high a price as possible. But of course, the answer in this chapter shows that when you raise the price, you reduce the amount you sell, and so there's a trade-off. And so there's an optimal amount of an optimal combination of the price quantity. The questions in this chapter, especially the mechanical questions, all have kind of a similar format. And once you get the hang of one, you kind of get the hang of a couple of them. So let's just have a look here at things that are going on. So here we've got a demand function, right? Here's our demand function. This is the demand that the price searcher faces. How do I know he's a price searcher? Well, because the price is not just given. The price depends on the quantity. Now notice something about this equation. I've got price on the on the left-hand side. So price is the endogenous variable, and Q is on the right-hand side. So when I graph this, this is in the standard format of Y equals MX plus B. So this is my vertical intercept. This is my slope. So if you see a demand function that's got P on the left-hand side, it's very easy to think about in terms of graphing it. Now here's the cost function of the firm, and notice that it takes a very special shape. Now, I'm giving you this special shape just because it's so simple, right? So the problem is complicated because the firm chooses price and quantity. So I've simplified the problem on the cost side by giving you what's essentially a linear cost function. Now, if we look at a little carefully at this cost equation, it's got this first term. This first term depends on Q. So this first term is going to tell me what my marginal costs are. But we can think of these are the variable costs of the firm, and these are the fixed costs of the firm. The fixed costs are just 1,000. So this cost function is linear, and it takes the form of just variable costs plus fixed costs. All right? So let's see how we're going to solve this. So first off, it says, find the following equations. Find the marginal cost. What is marginal cost? Marginal cost is just equal to the change in total cost when you change Q. Well, every time I change Q, if I make Q go from, say, 0 to 1, or from 1 to 2, or from 2 to 3, every time I have a 1-unit increase in Q, my costs go up by $2. So my marginal cost here is just 2. Now, if you know calculus, the marginal cost is the derivative of the total cost function, so the derivative of total cost here is just 2. So marginal costs are just 2. That's pretty simple. What are my average total costs? Well, my average total costs are equal to my total costs divided by Q. So I know what my total costs are. My total costs are this. My total costs are just 2 times Q plus 1,000. And if I divide this by Q, I'll divide that by Q. I'll divide that by Q. And this is equal to 2 plus 1,000 divided by Q. So that equals my average total cost. Now, when I look at this, I see that I've got a constant term here. And then I have this term that's a fixed number divided by Q. And if you remember your grade 12 algebra, this is the formula of a rectangular hyperbola, which looks something like that, okay? Now, carefully graph them along with the demand curve on the same graph. So let's see if we can do this. So we're going to see, why can't I switch? There we go. I'm going to need my eraser here. So I'm just going to erase all of this. And once we're ready, we're going to graph all these things. So there we are. Let's come back here. Let's change our color. Sorry for all this. Maybe I should have had this all looked after. So let's see if we can draw a decent, you know what? I'm going to just change something here. I'm going to practice. I'm going to try something. So I want to draw a straight line. Look at that. Oops, not very straight. See, when I use straight line functions, I can't draw very straight. There we go. There's my axes. And I'm just going to draw, a couple curves in here, and then I'll talk about them in a moment. So I'm going to draw that one. I'm going to draw this one. Oh, this is much better. And then I'm going to draw this one. Look at that. It only took me 13 lectures to kind of figure out a few things. Okay, we're going to change some things here. Okay, so put an arrow there, arrow there. What have I drawn here? I've got price on the vertical axis. This is my intercept 50. I'm going to put in some numbers here, and I'll show you where they come from. So if you recall from the other page, marginal costs just equal 2. Well, that's what I've drawn here. Marginal cost is just a flat line equal to 2. If I remember right, the demand curve was P equaled 50 minus 1/2 Q. So this is my demand curve. If Q is 0, P is 50. So that's a point on my demand curve. If P is 0, then Q has to be 100. 1/2 times 100 is minus 50. That makes 0. So that's where this intercept comes from. And this is just a straight line, so I drew a straight line. So this is my demand curve. Now, what was my marginal revenue curve? I don't think we calculated that before, didn't we? So the marginal revenue curve is just my demand curve with the same intercept, but with twice the slope. So there's my intercept, 50. I'll double my slope, which is 1, so it's Q. So there's my line. When Q is 0, marginal revenue is 50. When marginal revenue is 0, Q is 50. So that one goes from 50 to 50. And the only thing I have to graph now is my average total cost, which is equal to 2 plus 1,000 divided by Q. And as I noted before, this is a rectangular hyperbola, and it's going to look something like this. Comes down, and it asymptotically approaches the marginal cost. So it looks something like that. Okay. Now, I think the question said, you know, what happens next? Show what the optimal is. So how do we find the optimal output? The maximizing rule, the profit maximizing rule, is to set marginal revenue equal to marginal cost. Marginal revenue is 50 minus Q is equal to marginal cost, which is 2. That means Q is equal to 48. So where does marginal revenue equal marginal cost? I'm going to change color here. Marginal revenue equals marginal cost right there. So let's draw a vertical line above that. So there's my 48. That's how much the firm is going to produce. What is the price that it should charge? Well, it wants to charge the maximum I can get away with, which is the price along the demand curve here. So how am I going to find that number? I'm going to take this 48 and I'm going to plug it into the demand curve. So I'm going to take this Q equals 48, and I'm going to plug it in right there. So I'm going to get the price is equal to 50 minus 1/2 times 48. 1/2 of 48 is 24. 50 minus 24 is equal to 26. And so if I come over here, the price is going to be $26. There we go. What else did that question say? I'll have to figure that out. Let's go back for a second. Let me just come up here and need that. Come here, go there. There we go. What's the optimal price and quantity? We figured that out. Calculate the elasticity of demand at the profit maximizing level. Okay, and then we're going to do that. Okay, let's go back here. So I need to figure out what the elasticity of demand is. So to figure out the elasticity of demand, that's not so hard. We know that our elasticity formula is this. Elasticity is equal to 1 over the slope times the price divided by the quantity. Well, my slope is minus 1/2. So 1 over minus 1/2 is minus 2. My price is 26. My quantity is 48. And that equals negative 1.08. There you go. Now, the next question is, suppose that the state wanted to force this firm to produce the socially optimal level of output. What is the socially optimal level of output? That's where the marginal value is equal to the marginal cost. The demand curve tells us our marginal value, right? And so we want to find out where does the demand curve, let's change price again, color. Where does the demand curve equal the marginal cost curve? Right there. So what is the socially optimal level of output? Well, so let's set our demand curve, P equals 50 minus 1/2 Q. Let's set that equal to 2. So what do I get now? I get 48 is equal to 1/2 Q. Q is equal to 96. So that number there is 96. Now, if I take that 96 and I plug it in here, right? Take that 96, plug it into my average costs, then I would find out that my average costs are equal to 2 plus 1,000 divided by 96, and that's equal to $12.41. So at this point here, that's $12.41. Do you see a problem? The firm has costs equal to $12.41. Each unit is costing $12.41, but the firm is charging $2. The firm's losing money. The firm is losing $10.41 for every unit that it sells. So this would be a loss to the firm. So if the government is going to force this firm to produce this amount, it's going to have to subsidize. How much is it going to have to subsidize? Well, it's going to have to subsidy. The subsidy is going to have to equal $10.41 per unit. Now, if I multiply that by the 96 units, the total subsidy is going to be $999 and I think 80 cents or something, 86 cents. Okay. So there you go. Notice what we did. We just break it down step by step. Find the marginal cost with a linear function. That's easy. Find the marginal revenue. That's easy. Just double the slope. Set marginal cost equal to marginal revenue. That solves for Q. Plug Q back into the demand curve. That gets you P, and away you go. You'll notice that in chapter 13, that format that we just did, it's pretty much the same in all of these questions. All right? Have a nice day.